Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Leotard fashion is a big deal in gymnastics.
That's Steve Cooper, COO of Gymcastic, which bills itself as the number one gymnastics podcast. He and his wife, founder and co-host Jessica O'Byrne, have included that key aesthetic in their latest endeavor, a fantasy league devoted to the sport of gymnastics.
We do not score the fashion in gymnastics, but we do offer custom leotard designed avatars that we worked with a leotard company. So you can choose the design of how you want to be represented. Yeah.
Obviously, gymnastics is one of the most popular Olympic events, but I did not realize that there was a fantasy league for this. How long has this been going?
We started our league last year. So we just finished our second year of doing the fantasy league, but it goes back probably over a decade. Some other people within the gymnastics community, Gymlytics, many, many years ago, more of the traditional, where you draft a roster of players and then you then take that roster and you carry that throughout the season. Ours is more of the salary cap system that's like DraftKings, for example, where every single week you have a fictitious amount of money and then you draft your players that are ranked. They have a salary based on how well we think they're going to do. So everybody can have the same athletes every single week, but you won't be able to get everybody you want because it would cost too much. So the strategy is trying to figure out who do you want on what apparatus and where they might be competing and if they're going to get the scores in that location and all sorts of little nuances like that. Yeah.
Who takes part in the fantasy league? Who do you find are signing up?
Of course, we have all of our listeners who sign up and join. And then I think the most interesting and the funnest aspect of fantasy for us is the fact that a lot of gymnastics fans have brought in friends and family. We've heard a lot of spouses have joined where they will say, I play fantasy football or basketball and I don't really know much about gymnastics, but I'll play the game because it seems fun. And slowly but surely over the course of the college season, which we just finished, they get into it. They then start recognizing the names of the athletes. They start recognizing the schools. They start knowing who is good on what apparatus. And so it's a great way to bring in outside fans into the sport. And it's a fun, low stakes way to learn about the sport.
For you, what's your background and interest in the sport?
My background is zero in the sport. I did athletics growing up. I played football and wrestled in college. And my background is journalism. And so my wife, she started the podcast. And so after it had been around for almost a decade, she hired me full time. I finally passed the interview test. That is like how I got into it. She did gymnastics growing up. She coached gymnastics. And at a certain point, like I said, over a decade ago, she decided, there was no other ongoing regular podcast in gymnastics. And I would listen to sports radio on my way to a magazine job that I had at the time. And she was like, these guys are really funny. And, I don't even care about football or basketball, or as she calls it, the ball sports. But I enjoy listening to this. And I wish there was something like this for gymnastics. So after her day job, she was a law librarian at the time. She would come home and she started the podcast.
What kind of feedback do you get from the gymnastics world?
From the players, they are pretty, it's interesting because, again, I go back to the fact that I have played fantasy sports for a very long time. And you start to hear the same grumblings of frustration of like, ah, I can't believe I didn't put this person in my alignment, or, oh, they fell off the beam and I was having such a good week. So you get to hear that camaraderie in the community. And you also get some of the feedback that we get too is how just in general, how much fun that they're having and how they've actually enjoyed and appreciated the highlight on some of the lesser known, the lesser big named gymnasts in the sport. Because just like any sports, there are your superstars. And even in college, you have to pay attention to some of the lesser known athletes who might be exceptional, because that's where the quote unquote bargains are of how we rank them. And so, the really cool thing is with NIL, which is the name, image, and likeness, the new rules that allow college athletes to make money, we've had just this huge influx of Olympians enter the college ranks. And so Jordan Childs, Jade Carey, Sunisa Lee, Hesley Rivera, who just finished in Paris, she will be coming in to college gymnastics shortly. And so you have all these superstars. But then you have all these really incredible lower, quote unquote, lower level gymnasts who are pretty exceptional as well.
That is Steve Cooper of Gymcastic, and you can check them out at gymcastic.com.